Hello, I want to welcome everybody to today's Pirate Career Call. We're going to be discussing learning about the benefits of temporary employment. We're going to have our host, Angela Moy from the ECU Human Resources here. She has sent out a PowerPoint presentation for you to follow along as she discusses. I'm Stephanie Bunn. I'm with the East Carolina Alumni Association. We are here at the university. We're a membership-based organization. You can find out more about us online at piratealumni.com. I'm sure many of you are on the site now listening to our call or have visited to register for Pirate Career Calls. If you have a question at any point in the presentation, feel free to go ahead and, you know, ask your question. Angela will do her best to answer it. Or if you have a question for me about the Alumni Association, I'm happy to respond to those as well. And Angela, whenever you're ready, I'm going to let you introduce yourself and begin your presentation for today's Pirate Career Call.
Thank you, Stephanie, for giving us the opportunity to talk with everyone today about the benefits of temporary employment. I am Angela Moy. I'm the Director for Employment and Clinical Support Services with the Department of Human Resources here at East Carolina University. As many of you may be aware, the unemployment rate in North Carolina rose to a rate of 8.7% in December, and that's the highest rate since June of 1983. So we're definitely looking at a lot of folks that are unemployed and in the middle of a recession. So the job market right now is very competitive. East Carolina University employs approximately 5,600 faculty and staff. We are a major employer in Pitt County. All of our permanent vacancies are available online at jobs.ecu.edu. We actually utilize an online employment system for recruitment. We have been using that system since 2005, and since that time, we've had over 40,000 candidates to complete an online employment application to search for jobs and apply for positions with the university. It is not uncommon for us to receive over 100 applications for any given vacancy, and particularly with our administrative support positions. It's very competitive in terms of gaining a permanent position with the university. So if you are in that situation where you are applying for permanent positions with the university, you may also want to consider temporary employment opportunities with ECU. Now, certainly temporary employment is not for everyone. If you're already in a permanent position, certainly we wouldn't encourage you to seek temporary employment. There is no promise of a permanent position if you accept a temporary position, but for some, it may be beneficial in gaining employment. What is temporary employment? Employment in a temporary capacity with the university is employment for a limited time. It's normally 3 to 6 months and not to exceed 12 months. The state does have a policy in place that limits us to a 12-month period for a temporary assignment. Now, these temporary assignments with the university may be to assist with a special project that's going on, or it could be to assist during a seasonal or high volume period. An example would be when students return in the fall and spring. We actually employ temporary employees to work in student stores during that high volume period of students purchasing books and supplies. So certainly for special projects. But a lot of our temporary employment is a result of needing assistance during the recruitment period for a permanent position, or when a permanent employee is out during a leave of absence. Frequently, when a position becomes vacant in a department, during that recruitment period, when they post that vacancy and they're accepting applications and planning to conduct interviews and fill that position, we realize that it takes about 4 to 6 weeks a lot of times to actually fill that position permanently. And in many cases, the department will have a need to continue to get that work done. So they will contact us for temporary assistance. Now, temporary employees are considered as hourly employees. They're paid for the hours that they actually work. Temporary employees do not receive vacation, sick leave, holiday leave. They do not earn any health benefits, state service, or retirement credit. And at the end of the assignment, certainly there's no severance pay or priority reemployment for other positions. But again, it may be a good opportunity for some. In the past, when departments had a need for a temporary employee, it was common practice for those departments to contact a staffing agency, an external agency, to provide a temp, to just call and have that staffing agency send someone over. And what we began to realize over the past few years is that many of the temporary employees that were coming over from staffing agencies were actually the same people who were applying for positions with the university. They already had an application on file. And so we were basically paying temp agencies to refer back the same people that we already had access to in our own applicant pools. So we began to look at how we could go into our own permanent pools and identify candidates that were as qualified or perhaps even more qualified than those that we were receiving from staffing agencies and refer them out ourselves. And so we actually established our own temporary services through HR. We provide that service to our hiring departments at no cost to them. They can call us if they need temporary assistance. Keisha Brown is our coordinator for temporary services. She does a great job of working with departments to fill those temporary staffing needs. What we typically do is if they have a need, either we can identify a temp and send that person over, or if they'd like the opportunity to conduct interviews, then we will send, you know, 3 to 5 applications over. Unlike that permanent pool that they're going to receive that has over 100 applications with a temporary pool, the competition is greatly reduced because we've already screened the applications and many times we've already interviewed that candidate and identified them for temporary employment. But it's a good opportunity for a lot of people to get their foot in the door with the university. Now, is temporary employment right for you? As I said earlier, temporary employment may not be an option for some people. If you're already in a permanent position and you're receiving health insurance and benefits from that employer, certainly we would not want to persuade you to accept a temporary employment position with no guarantee for continued employment or whether you would move into a permanent position within a period of time. But certainly if you have recently relocated to the Greenville-Pitt County area, if you're a recent graduate looking for a job, if you are unemployed or in between jobs, temporary employment may be an excellent opportunity for you. If you are looking at a career change or have been out of the workforce for a number of years and would like to return, temporary employment may be a good option for you. In fact, temporary employment is how I got my start with the university. And I'll tell you just a little bit about myself. My degree was actually in education. I graduated from East Carolina University and I taught in the public school system for about 10 years and then decided to make a career change. At the time, I began applying for positions with the university and applied for probably 6 months or more, never received a phone call, never heard anything in terms of being granted an interview or an opportunity, given the opportunity to work with the university. So as many applicants will do, I contacted Human Resources to schedule an appointment with an employment counselor or someone in HR to talk about what I could do to make myself more competitive to get my foot in the door with the university and obtain a position. And it just so happened at the time that when I came into HR to meet At the time, I met with the director for employment, who was Jim Mullen, who's now our assistant vice chancellor for human resources. They actually had a vacant position for which the employee had been promoted into another position. So they had a vacancy that they were getting ready to recruit for, and as many departments do, had a need for some temporary assistance. And so I was given the opportunity to work in that position on a temporary basis with no promise of continued employment. And certainly I was in a situation where I was in between jobs, and I was able to do that. Was very fortunate that after working in that position for a period of time, applied for the permanent position and was able to be hired permanently. It was the most entry-level position in HR, and a lot of our temporary positions are office support. They're entry-level positions, but for me, it worked well. It was a foot in the door. I was able to begin at the ground level and really gain experience to become more competitive for higher-level positions. And certainly with the university, we do encourage a promotion from within. And I've been very fortunate that I, in the last 9 years with the university, have worked in every position within employment services, and I am now the director for employment. So, you know, it was kind of a success story for me. Temporary employment was very beneficial, and for some of you, it may also be a great option. You know, I've heard, and many people have said, it's easier to find a job when you have a job, and that's very true. Although temporary employment may not be exactly what you're looking for, it is a step towards, or can be a step towards, gaining permanent employment. In fact, the majority of our temporary employees that we place on job assignments with the university are successful in obtaining permanent positions within 12 months. Either the position that they are working in, or they will continue to apply for permanent positions and move into something else. And that is our goal. It is to identify candidates that we can eventually find something permanent for. In terms of rate of pay for temporary assignments, the majority, as I said earlier, the majority of our temporary positions are administrative support. The entry-level positions typically pay anywhere from $10.61 to $12 an hour. The more advanced-level administrative support positions pay anywhere from $12 to $15 an hour. We do have other positions available that are temporary in nature. Housekeeping and groundskeeping will hire temporary employees. Particularly during the summer, we hire additional groundskeepers on a temporary basis. Those generally start out at a minimum salary of $10.61 an hour. Sporadically, we have research technician positions to come available, information technology, and various other classifications. The hourly rate for these positions varies based on the classification and the level of the position. Now, if you're listening and you're thinking that maybe this is an option for you and want to know, how do I get started? It's actually pretty simple. What you would need to do is complete an ECU online application. And again, that web address is jobs.ecu.edu. And we actually do have a temporary employment pool posted until February the 10th. I believe that's next Tuesday. We are accepting applications for consideration for temporary employment up until next Tuesday. And so all that you need to do is go online and apply. Now, keep in mind that the employment application is the first impression of you, and so we do encourage you to be very careful, whether you're applying for permanent or temporary positions, to be very careful with regard to spelling, grammar, and punctuation. Many times in an ad, we will post a preference for someone that has a high level of accuracy and attention to detail. And that first reflection of you is that employment application. So if you have grammar, spelling, or typographical errors on your employment application, given the competitive nature of employment right now, it's unlikely, if you have errors on your application, that you will be contacted for an interview. So certainly make sure that's something that you check. It's very simple to do. The online system does not provide spell check. However, you can copy and paste that printable version. You can cut and paste that into Microsoft Word, and it will do that spell check for you. So certainly, and anytime we counsel with applicants looking for assistance and how to gain employment, that's the first thing we do is look at that application and see how concise and how professional it is in terms of presenting you as a potential employee. Please provide a detailed description of your experience, things like experience with Microsoft Word, Excel, and not just listing those as having experience, but how specifically do you utilize Microsoft Excel, or did you utilize it in your previous positions? Were you entering data into an Excel spreadsheet, or are you actually creating spreadsheets and inserting formulas? There's a lot of varying levels of proficiency in utilizing Microsoft Word and Excel. Certainly, Microsoft Outlook, the university utilizes Outlook for mail and for calendar. If you have experience with PowerPoint, some positions may utilize that as well. If you have customer service experience, or you've served as the first point of contact for an office, that's great experience and may be something that we're looking for. If you have experience with answering multi-line phones, maintaining calendars, sending meeting requests, and doing room scheduling, things like arranging travel and ordering supplies. If you have experience with records management, be detailed in exactly what you did in your previous positions. And certainly, if you have decision-making or conflict resolution experience, supervisory experience, that may be a plus as well. Any experience that you have in cross-training, and many of the positions with the university become cross-trained in other areas so that if we do have a vacancy or someone's out, that we can cover those additional duties. So certainly cross-training and your ability to learn the duties of other positions is a strong asset. And then any other relevant experience that you may have, and how do we determine what's relevant? When you read that ad for a permanent position or for a temporary position, the ad indicates to you what type of experience we're looking for in hiring. And so when I'm screening applications for employment, I'm going to look at that ad and the duties and responsibilities, and then we look to find a candidate that has experience that is closely related to the duties and responsibilities of that position. So make sure that you read the ad, and if what's listed is experience that you have, make sure that it's included on your application. Upon submitting your application by February the 10th, after the position closes, you may receive a call from Human Resources or the hiring department. We may contact you for an interview, and certainly in preparation for that, we do encourage you to dress professionally for the interview, but not just the interview, but if you gain the position, the expectation is that however you present yourself during the interview is how you're going to present yourself on the job. So continue to present yourself professionally while you're working in a temporary capacity. Certainly to demonstrate professionalism and enthusiasm. And one of the key components or key points of temporary employment and gaining temporary employment is to make yourself flexible and available for interviews and to make yourself available for immediate employment. With temporary employment, we may give you a call on a Thursday or Friday and ask that you start on Monday, or it could be Monday, Tuesday, and we're looking for someone to start the next day. And a lot of people don't have that flexibility to be able to start immediately, but certainly if you're in that situation and you have that flexibility, we encourage you to take that opportunity to be able to get your foot in the door. I'll open it up to any questions that anyone might have about temporary employment at this time. And then certainly if there are no questions, my contact information is included in the PowerPoint presentation, as well as contact information for our coordinator for temporary services, Keisha Brown. And then we encourage you to apply for temporary employment if that's something that you're interested in.
Well, Angela, one thing that I did want to add to your presentation is that you did an excellent job of explaining what temporary employment is and how it can be a benefit for people who are searching for employment during these times. And the information that you gave can also apply to other educational institutions or state agencies or even large companies that may have come to the same conclusion as ECU that doing their own temporary employment system is a great solution. And so if you're maybe out of state or in a different region, you know, check your local educational institutions and see if they offer temporary employment similar to what ECU offers. Another note might be that some temporary employment agencies will have you do proficiency tests when you go in to put in your application. And that could be on the computer programs or on typing, those sorts of things. So that might be something you would want to brush up on as you prepare to seek temporary employment. Do we have any questions from anybody that's called in today? And Angela, is there anything else that you wanted to add about temporary employment for today's Pirate Career Call?
No, Stephanie, I just, again, thank you for the opportunity and just wish everyone the best of luck in their employment endeavors, and certainly realize that while temporary employment may not be ideal for everyone, it certainly is a good alternative to not having employment at all. And as I said, it's definitely a step in the right direction toward gaining permanent employment. And again, that's our goal with utilizing temporary employment with the university, is to hire people temporarily with the goal of them gaining permanent employment within a short period of time.
That's wonderful. And it sounds like both Angela and myself can speak from experience that temporary employment can lead to permanent positions or greater opportunities down the road. I want to thank everybody for joining us today for the Pirate Career Call. And I also wanted to remind you that on Thursday, March 5th, our next Pirate Career Call topic is going to be salary negotiations. And we're going to have a speaker from the Career Center here at ECU to discuss this sometimes touchy topic on how you can negotiate a salary, especially in tougher financial times. Again, you can find more information about the East Carolina Alumni Association, including the Pirate Career Call program, at our website, which is piratealumni.com. And if you have any questions for Angela, as she mentioned, her contact information is in the attached presentation. Thank you for joining us today.